and each sheet was written or drawn with a different pen, with a different color, different line properties. This happens to map very well to the X11 graphics context. But it is also a simple concept which is meaningful for a broad class of drawing applications. I remember two examples, electronic layout editors and electronic layout editors. And this, of course, since it maps so well in the graphics context from X11, it is usually memory efficient to implement such a drawing concept. It was not in the previous drawing, but tags are also supported. They are partially obsolete because we don't need anymore the tags to create association between items. The items are something which can be extremely complex and not anymore a simple rectangle or a piece of text or a line, a segment, but it can be collections of these entities which are handled by a different piece of code and we don't care. But it's still useful if the one writing the GUI wants to create interactions between create context menus or context help which will be tied to different class of objects which are placed in. So they are still useful, and they will, but basically I kept the code from the standard. I copy-paste with some minor simplifications because we don't need the full functionality. So what's new in the Canvas Plus? A concept of operation mode that I will explain later. And the fact that the subcommand approach, which is used in the canvas to every item interaction, if I want to create a rectangle, basically I use a subcommand, which is rectangle and then some other arguments. If I want to configure this rectangle, I once again use another subcommand. This is okay, but I found this other approach more convenient and more elegant. Has some advantages. Maybe if you can argue that they are only cosmetic, there are few advantages. What is the difference? The difference is that we have a canvas with no functionality until we load an extension for a specific application. And when we load this extension, we get a slave interpreter. And from this slave interpreter, we can execute scripts, and we don't have any more to use the name of the canvas followed by a subcommand and so on. So we just dump a script. This makes much more portable between different canvases. It's transparent. If you just dump a script from representing the items which are in this canvas, you don't get any reference for the canvas name. So it can be loaded. You can have multi-line scripts loaded easily into the canvases, and you can get for free a save and a load drawing just by dumping and loading back to the script to the interpreter the contents. So another fancy thing which we have is that we can use global variables for keeping the state of some the state of the canvas, the coordinates of the pointer within the canvas, and so on, because these global variables will be global in this interpreter, will not be in the global application. So it is it has advantages because we don't have to. These variables are always available, while if one uses the traditional way of the canvas to deal with these kind of things, which is using this percentage sign to access. This works just in specific contexts, not everywhere. It's not a true variable. Here we have two variables. And, of course, the items can be much more complex than a simple rectangle because they are specific, they are application-specific. So we don't care if they are too much complex. So let's see the Canvas Plus in action. So what we have to do, well, forgetting how is the best way to load the package by now, this is in the debugging phase, so we can perfectly do it like this. We load the library, and we get the Canvas Plus comment. We use it exactly as the regular Canvas comment, but we have only this small set of subcomments. We have the bind, because this is something generic and which is used for GUI, basically. We have, well, most of the comments are more or less obvious for those who know, who have used the standard canvas, but there are few new comments like clear mode, modes, and set mode. So these are the comments which deal with what I told about the concept of operation mode. So when I use the set mode comment, I get the argument which is a certain mode. I get the a interpreter. So here we have an example where I load a Canvas Plus library, then I load an extension which I wrote just to test this concept, and then I use the Canvas interpret. I use the C set mode test, which will return an interpreter which I assign to this variable Canvas interpret. Then I can just use Canvas interpret eval script, and I will evaluate the create rectangle, so on and so on. So this is a rather useless example because we are ready to create a rectangle. We already have the regular canvas, and this is only a single line script. But I can create a script which comes from a file with multiple lines, with the lines which are similar to this create rectangle without any reference whatsoever to the canvas where they will be drawn. For how much? 10 minutes? A little over? Okay, let's go a little bit faster. So this is a more realistic example which will be available. I will make it available for the CD. This example, it's actually working. Here we have basically an example how to use global variables which represent the state of the canvas, which are accessible, and I can use them in any script which I am evaluating in the context of this interpreter, and which are used for bindings, for moving, picking and dropping objects within the canvas by a mouse action. For the point of view of the one which will write extensions in C, basically we have to provide, for this example of code that we have just seen in Tickle, we have to provide these two structures, which one is the register info, which has these CP entry are just macros for filling easily this structure, and a structure for operations for this particular mode extension. If we care about how the structures we are using look like and how the prototypes for those functions which I used to initialize the structure below, we have this is how they look. So basically, well, how an extension is loaded you already know, but how the particular extensions for implementing modes for Canvas Plus are loaded is a little bit different. Basically, we have to call this CP defined mode and pass it the two structures that we have just seen in the previous transparency. Then we when we use the CP set mode name, this the Canvas Core range for the CP set mode to be called, and the structures, some other structures will be initialized, and the memory will be allocated for this. This is an example of a drawing procedure implemented in an extension, which shows that we receive from the Canvas Core. It is the Canvas Core which calls this drawing procedure, as we have seen here. This is one of the procedures passed by the Canvas Core module when we initialize the extension, and this procedure is called, and it gets a pointer for a drawing operations. So it's the Canvas Core which passes this pointer for a drawing operations. This can be drawing operations for drawing on the screen or for drawing in a PostScript file or whatever. Just a word about item management. The items are managed by the extensions. However, the core module keeps its own list of items, so it can... It's used for bindings, but it doesn't need to know anything about the internal structure. So this is just what I have said. All dimensions used in the extension are physical meaningful and have no relation to pixels. This makes the user aware of the printing size. It's very good when you know how, for CAD applications, sometime they will be printed, your data will be printed, and it's important to know this. So if you want to try it, it's in alpha status, but it works, and it will be soon available in this site. It's available in my laptop, so probably will be available in CD, and probably will use this because it's not yet. I didn't have time yet to... Oh, okay. Thanks for your attention, and I hope you find it useful. It should. I didn't try it, but... I think maybe it doesn't work at first, but it will work after a few hours of debugging, I guess.